Blog Talk Radio.
Now, Think or Swim.
What's up, world, and welcome to Realty Universal Radio, the fastest hour in radio, no doubt about it. I'm Randy Zachary, and this is a show about real estate, about God, about life, about giving back, about being the change in the world that you'd like to see. I'm privileged to bring to you Natalie Mullinex and Realty Universal, a company dedicated to excellence. Realty Universal is a revolution founded on a very simple principle. We believe sellers and buyers should have choices. We have been a pioneer in the menu program system. More on that, of course, a little later. Natalie Mullinex, president and founder of Realty Universal, averaged over $80 million a year in sales prior to stepping back to focus more on building Realty Universal membership network. She's an accomplished speaker, writer, consultant, trainer, and, oh, by the way, mother. She travels worldwide, literally, spreading the gospel, if you will, of Realty Universal. And now, Natalie Mullinex.
Hey, everybody. It's so great to be here another week. And I'm looking really forward to our show today. And this time of year, most of everyone is having good weather. Yay, yay. No winter, except in some places, if you're listening from far, far away. But so looking forward to our show. It's going to fly by as usual. And I'm actually in Hawaii this week. And we have a wonderful guest coming on who is on the East Coast. And today we're going to be discussing, this is actually going to apply to those of you listening that are sellers, buyers, and agents and brokers. So it's going to pretty much apply to our entire audience. And we've got, mainly though in the United States only, pretty much. These changes are changes that are taking place in the United States and are going to take place as of August 1st. They've been going into effect for a while, but it's going to definitely slow down the process. So a lot of new rules are going to be coming on, which we will be talking about. So without further ado, I want to tell you our guest is Faith Crossgrove. She's with ATG Title Company. She's vice president and also helps run a few other businesses that they work with, which she'll get into with us in a minute. And she's going to help discuss the changes. She digs in. She's involved in it all the time. And got a lot to cover. So without further ado, I'd like to introduce Faith. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for having me on your show today.
Thanks for being on. Tell us what you're doing, because what you do, how you incorporate, is really interesting, what I'm hearing. So tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Yes. So I run and operate a full-service advertising agency, a peer advertising agency in the Washington, D.C. metro. In conjunction with my association with ATG Title, which is a local title company in the D.C. metro area, licensed in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and Florida. And what I do with them is all their corporate marketing, and then we offer our advertising agency services to our clientele at discounted rates. So we're able to help our clientele generate more business utilizing new and creative advertising campaigns. So,
oh, that's fantastic. And Florida, and D.C. and Florida, I guess a lot of people end up in both places, especially for many reasons, huh? Cold weather and taxes. I don't know.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, but, yeah, so I've been working with their title company for approximately 5 years now, and it's been a blast helping to educate the consumer on their options, and in real estate and title insurance and mortgage lending.
That's the last 5 years we've seen major changes, oh my gosh, it's just been, I guess since 2008 when we had the big, meltdown, they just had to start putting through these changes. What do you think, we're going to go into talk about, what do you think about the, what's your opinion on the changes? I mean, any change takes time, it's going to be tough though. What's your overall opinion on how the changes are being made?
Well, I think it's going to be really important for every professional, from the mortgage company to the realtor, to the title company, to educate the consumer. And I think what you do here on the show is fantastic, because I'm sure there's a lot of education revolving around the real estate industry to the consumer who can tune in. So I think it might not affect the consumer as much as we think, and I say that because it's really going to affect the lenders. So here's the thing. QM, Qualified Mortgage, came out, and it was a vetting process where if you're going to be having a mortgage backed by Fannie and Freddie, had to be qualified, and that came into effect after the meltdown. And now we've got the CFPB, which is a government agency supported by the Dodd-Frank Act, two congressmen, who have put into place all these rules and regulations, and they're self-made, and they don't they're making money by charging the mortgage companies, so that the QM, the qualified mortgage, is no longer it's the new regulations are even more strict than the QM.
Wow.
So the consumer is basically going to have to really get their information to the lender as quick as possible and not, not give them any information. For example, we did a settlement the other day where there was a borrower who didn't disclose to the lender they had chosen that they had another business. And that is not going to fly with the new changes coming up August 1st. So it's going to be very important that together as a team, the lender, the realtor, the title company, that they educate the consumer and let them know, hey, you got to get this information to the lender you chose ASAP. The realtor needs to just support the lender in that and help them do that. So one of the ways that the title company, ATG, is working around that is we are providing agent information sheets along with seller and buyer information sheets immediately after a contract has been written. We are requiring that the consumer fill out that information as best they possibly can and get that back to us within a few days.
That's smart, yeah.
Yeah, so we can have a 10-day ready to close a time frame. Now, granted, the lender needs more time than that, but 10 days is our goal, to have everything completed on the title side of things so that the lender can continue to get that mortgage closed, and we want this done in 30 days. How are we going to get, with the new rules and regulations, how are we going to get a loan closed in 30 days? It's going to be from the consumer getting everything they can to the lender and the title company as quick as they possibly can.
It's being in the industry 30 years, I can just really see havoc. I mean, I'm hearing and reading that they've given about up to 20 months to make the changes, but not really. I mean, there's so many things with the Dodd-Frank Act and things that change in the last 2-3 years. There's so many changes that have come forth that I don't even know how the mortgage companies and title companies are keeping up on from a financial end, from all the software that has to be changed and training.
Yep.
And all the,
yep.
It just seems like a nightmare to me on the back end. And on my side as a broker, we have a lot of things that come up at the last minute sometimes. Something breaks or other issues happen or things have to be added to the HUD. So I don't know if that's going to really affect last-minute changes. Because tell us about the 3-day disclosure rule. That's pretty much mandatory.
This is why it's really important that the consumer get their information to the lender and title company, the vendors that they've chosen, as soon as possible, because we are – now held by law to disclose their closing disclosure, which is the new HUD one. It's called the CD. We need to disclose that 3 days before settlement. You had mentioned a lot of last-minute
wow.
things that happened. So the 3-day rule only applies to the terms of the loan. Okay.
Okay.
So your interest rate, your loan terms. Okay. So if you do a walkthrough the day of settlement, and there, you want $600 for a refrigerator, that can still be added to the closing disclosure and not forfeit.
Fantastic. I know that's a question a lot of agents and brokers would have because it's getting so strict, you know. That's good.
And another thing, too, is, you know, this whole change is to benefit the consumer. So if the consumer wants to buy a house and close within 30 days, it's going to be doable. We just have rules and we have regulations that apply to the benefit of the consumer that we need to abide by as lenders and title companies. And so that is the whole point of this new regulation and guideline. So yeah, so there is the HUD one is being replaced. For realtors out there, it's going to be called the closing disclosure. So that's what you're going to ask for. It also needs to be hand delivered 3 days before the closing disclosure does, or red receipt with 3 days before the settlement.
Wow!
So
that's going to be. That is going to be so hard because I mean, I know for example in Maryland we do settlements the same day. In Hawaii it's a couple days later. You know, you close a few days later because it's
right.
not same. But I mean, it's very typical for those HUDs to come in hours before you're getting ready to close. I mean, hours.
That's a common practice that is going to have to end.
That is going to be hard.
It is.
I love everything should be to help the consumer. It's going to be difficult when they, we have like what it looks like and then the real world, type of thing. And all the behind scenes that goes on, a lot of people aren't privy to that when they're not in the business, doing the business every day. So it makes it look so easy. Oh, no problem. Give me those numbers like 3 days before, which is difficult because title companies are relying on the lenders. The lenders are relying on the information they're getting from the consumer, the underwriters, everybody else. So,
The mortgage companies are going to. It's you mentioned this already. It's going to be very expensive to comply. So I hate to say it, but a lot of the mom and pop shops, the small mortgage companies, the small little title companies, they're not going to be in business because it's too expensive.
That's so not fair.
It's really not. Unfortunately, that's the way it's going to be. I mean, it's going to be expensive to have a huge closing department for the mortgage company, a big underwriting department. It's going to be expensive to employ those people, to train them, to have the back-end systems to comply. And then, on the title side of things, same thing. I mean, the lenders are saying, hey, if our title company messes up on anything, that's our line on the butt because we're getting charged by the CFPB $1 million a day if we mess up. And so it's
they
really
are really charging. They've got huge fines ready to just be in place to do that's
already horrible. They're already in place. Yep.
That's horrible. I mean it
up
just
to
is.
$1 million a day.
That's crazy because it's just going to it is going to make people just say forget it, I can't do this anymore. It's too stressful and it's going to hurt a lot of good people too because there's a lot of situations when people are doing the residential real estate where they have time limits. They're one's selling a house, one's buying a house. They need to close. Sometimes you can overlap with pre-occupancy, post-occupancy, but that has its own risk. I can see where people are just going to have to allow so much extra time for everything.
There definitely needs to be a cushion. I think starting August 1st, real estate agents should probably realtors should probably put a 5 to 10 day cushion and just write a 35 or 40 day contract you're going to see very quickly who's got their stuff together and who doesn't. I mean, like I said, the smaller shops are probably not ready and they're not going to be prepared and it's going to wreak havoc on the industry. Versus your bigger players, medium to large, you know, players in the market. They're already set up. They've been getting ready for this. So
it's just, do you think these changes are gonna raise the title fees to the consumer? Do you think it's just gonna have to raise the cost? I mean, do you think it's going to overall, just like the health industry, we've had this major health reform and it's not working like they said it was going to work.
No,
I mean,
you're right.
Costs are going up everywhere. I mean, it's insane how much they're going up.
Yeah. You know what? We have not done that. We have not decided to raise costs because what's going to happen is it's going to be more volume. For mortgage companies and title companies that are going to be able to survive, you're going to have more business anyway. So we haven't discussed raising our fees at all. Now, if you're a smaller title company and you're hoping to survive, then I can probably see that they'll have to raise their fees, but they're really weeding out the competition, with this new
so unfair. It's just so unfair.
I know. It really is
unfair. It's, I understand with, you know, they, for example, with the Truth of Lending Act, TILA, and then the RESPA, they said, you know, there's been so much in play for years and years, and it can be cumbersome, it can be confusing. I'm definitely a believer of full disclosure so that the consumer, instead of having to read 100 pages and they're flipping through and they're not going to, the main pages should be 2 or 3 pages that are so big and bold that they can't say later, I didn't read it, no one told me, I didn't understand. You know, I think that's that's what needs to be there in the premise. But, also I guess the consumers are going to have to up front know that, you know, hey, if you're going to lock in or you're going to buy down the rate or a lot of things come up where people make changes, but I guess we'll just have to live with it, right, and go through. So you said that the new HUD, the HUD that we've all been used to for years and years is going to be called the closing disclosure. And
yes.
So the people, like August 1st, is there any grace period or does it mean everybody, that's it, you can't use the old HUD at all, even like a small title company? Or say people are, is that just, there's no grace period,
so,
right? That's it, pretty much.
Yeah, that's a great question. So any contracts that you submit that are written after the August 1st will receive the closing disclosure. If you wrote a contract if you wrote any contract on July 30th, you will be receiving a HUD 1.
Okay, so you're okay.
Okay.
You're okay with that. Okay. Good. No, that's really good to know because there's just going to be so many things that, you know, so say, for example, a lender now, so the lender, when you're a buyer and you're going to buy a property, you go in for the loan application, the lender has to give you the good faith estimate within 3 days, right? Or they have to give it to you or mail it to you within 3 days?
Yeah, it needs to be that needs to be mailed. And actually what the lenders that we feel are going to be ready, and this is going to be spearheaded by Wells Fargo. So in our area, which is the D.C. metro area, we've got players like George Mason Mortgage, we've got McLean Mortgage, we've got EverBank. They're ready. They're already prepared. But what they're going to do is they're going to mail the closing disclosure 6 days before settlement. Okay, so they're preparing to be ready 6 days because then you've got, 2-3 business day for them to receive it. Okay, and then they have the closing disclosure. They know what they're going to be getting, minus some additional closing costs that may come from, the last minute walkthroughs.
Okay.
So the loan terms will not be changing. If the loan terms change, then we have to push settlement back 3 days.
So any changes like that, you're going to have to just start over. The clock starts ticking again.
Anything loan term related, yes. We've got to push it. We've got to push settlement 3 days out.
Okay. Wow. It's just that's going to be tough. So see, you'd wish I wish they would have just kept the names the same. I mean, what's the big deal about? Because it just changes everything. It just changes the whole thing.
Here's another cool thing. The closing date is actually going to be called the consummation date.
Oh, my gosh. But why are
yeah.
they, I mean, that's kind of ridiculous. I mean, it's kind of, it doesn't make sense to me, but I mean, I guess they do when they write the rules and they haven't been in the industry. I'm sure they probably got lots of guidance, but it just doesn't make sense to me to. So basically, now this, so we've got the 3-day rule, and it's going to be the disclosures. So this is integrated mortgage disclosure. Basically, is that instead of having the two, they're going to try to tie them in and make it more simple, I guess.
Yeah, they're just trying to simplify it for the consumer to see. They're taking away the numeric form, which was the original HUD 1, and they're turning it into an alphabetical. So it's going to be like Section A, Section B, Section C on the new GFE for Truth in Lending, which is one document. And the closing disclosure is 5 pages, and that is going to be the combination of the old HUD 1 and the Truth in Lending. So
it's actually they're going to re-sign that with one instead of several documents. And then if you But many times, I mean, the HUD has to, you know, the lender sends the HUD to the title company, escrow company, and then sometimes changes be made. Sometimes the closing department can do it. Sometimes the underwriter needs to agree. I mean, it can go back and forth, right? So you're saying you're going to plan like 10 days ahead of time. This is really going to be different.
We have to come together, and we have to work together for the consumer and make sure that they're providing us concrete information, and we'll work together to push towards a final closing date. And the lender's going to have to get in gear and have things done and ready 6 days before. So that's why I'm saying put a 5 or 10 day cushion for them to get prepared for this, because there are going to be some hiccups, but CFPB doesn't care. They're ready to start finding lenders and title companies.
I basically figure where they can get money, huh, right now. I just don't have a lot of faith in what's been going on. So say it's a cash deal. It's a cash deal.
We don't have to do the 3-day disclosure. We could send them the closing disclosure the day of, but usually on a cash deal, you know, we can close in 6 or 7 days, sometimes sooner if we have clear title. That is
right.
Not going to be affected by
okay. this. Not affected at all. Okay.
No, because the new rule is based on loan terms. It's basically, you know, lenders can't, you know, be taking advantage of the average consumer by holding points and, all of that. So they're saying, hey, 3 days before, you tell the consumer what they're going to be bringing to closing, you know,
okay.
plus or minus a few things that might come up through walkthrough or other things negotiated on the contract that have nothing to do with the loan terms.
So when a consumer goes in, when you apply for your loan, they're going to give you what we've always called a good faith estimate, which is now going to be called a loan estimate.
Correct.
What about people applying when they do constantly nowadays? When I got in years ago, I mean, we literally, buyers filled out financial information sheets. Everybody was privy to how much money you had in the bank, what you made, everything, including the seller. And it's just such a different world now because of privacy acts. And, you know, just the rules have changed drastically, which makes sense. But many, many people need to get a pre-approval. So a lot of people go online and get a pre-approval. They contact the lender, get a quickie pre-approval. If they get estimates there, that's not their loan estimate, so to speak. It's just a kind of guesstimate type of thing. So they're still allowed to do that, right? I think I was reading if a lender gives something prior to, they can, as long as it discloses at the top, they have to be in print. I was reading at least 12 points. I mean, they're very specific, which it can't be in teeny tiny print. Although 12 point can be kind of tough if you're older and you need glasses. But that it basically says your rate can go up, your loan can come up, right? So everything just has to be kind of, disclosed all the way around, right? So,
yep.
Are they allowed to do that?
Disclosure. Okay. Full disclosure. Every little detail is going to be full disclosure.
Wow. That's
Yep, and on the closing disclosure, speaking of disclosure, it does state right next to your title insurance. We all know lenders' title insurance is mandatory to cover the lender, but the owner's title policy is optional. It always has been, but it's usually, I would say 99% of individuals purchasing the largest investment of their lifetime purchase it. But it, being that this new CFPB regulation and forms coming out August 1st is all about being full disclosure to the client, to the consumer, it will state optional right there on the closing disclosure.
Good.
Also, the seller does not need to sign the closing disclosure.
Why is that? That's a new one.
Because this is all about the purchaser.
Wow.
Yep.
That's amazing. So this is Realty Universal Radio, and we're talking about the new changes that are coming forth August 1st. The three-day disclosure rule is going to be the TILA, RESPO rule, and they're taking the documents, and then our HUD forms are going to be called loan closing disclosures now. Our good faith estimates are going to be called loan estimates, and, boy, it's going to be a big change, big, big change. Faith, I would like you to go ahead and give your contact information if anybody wants to reach you, because you've got full of information. You'll cover, you said, D.C., Washington, Florida, right, and other areas.
D.C., Maryland, Virginia, and Florida. That is where ATG Title is licensed and operates their business. For more information regarding the new changes coming up, we've got an incredible consumer tab on our website, www.atgtitle.com. We've got presentations, we've got forms, we've got Q&A. I mean, any information that I might not have been able to provide to you today is available on the ATG Title website. Again, that's www.atgtitle.com. There's a tab specifically for realtors, for lenders, and for the consumer. So feel free to visit our website, and my name is Faith Crosgrove. Natalie, thank you so much for having me.
We're still going through a lot. I just wanted you to we like to plug in, because a lot of our listeners listen at Archive, and that way they can hear you, get your information too. People
okay,
always know
I've
they
actually
can email.
I've got to actually check out at 3:30 if that's okay. So do you have some other questions?
So we're going to go ahead and we're going to keep on going on and go over this. So basically, with all the changes that have come in, this has been great for you to go over. I appreciate it. And August 1st, another site that people can look at also is consumerfinance.gov. Going to go over the mortgage rules. And then you also, for the agents and brokers out there, they can also contact you about marketing as well, right? So
yes.
We'll go ahead. What we'll do, we'll go ahead then and take a break and then come back on the other side. This has been very enlightening. I appreciate you being on. And I feel bad for the small title companies. I really do, because I think that they needed more time to get these rules in place. So,
I know.
So we're going to take a quick break, and we will talk to you soon. Thank you so much for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. Have a wonderful rest of your week.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye.
are back. You're listening to Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullinex. And the first half of the show, we're going to continue with the second half of the show and talk about the new changes that are taking place August 1st. Our guest was Faith Crossgrove with ATG Title Company in Maryland, covering D.C., Maryland, and Florida. Really, really good information that Faith brought to us about the new changes with the rules coming in August 1st. And so we're going to do a recap, and if you'd like to call in, the call-in number is 347-945-5428, 347-945-5428. Today, discussing changes coming in if you're a buyer, seller, agent, or broker, these are going to apply to you, and buying a house, buying a loan, you know, having a mortgage loan. Some of the rules that it will not apply to. The RESPA rule applies to most closed-end consumer credit transactions that are secured by real estate property, and it's even extends to certain trust, tax, or estate planning purposes. They're not exempt, so you definitely want to check with your real estate attorney when you're making these purchases. But some categories of loans are going to be excluded from the rule. Specifically, the rule is not going to apply to HELOCs, reverse mortgages, or mortgages secured by a mobile home or by a dwelling that is not attached to real property. Now, the HELOCs are the home equity loans. The reverse mortgages, we did a show a few weeks ago about reverse mortgages. You may want to go back through our archives and listen to it. It's very, very informative. Reverse mortgages are really taking off well, and if you're over 62 years old and need to get some of the monies out of your home, it's good to learn about them. There's definitely a lot of pros to reverse mortgages. So they are not covered under this rule. Also, cash transactions are not going to apply. This rule is specifically, these rules are in place to cover consumers when they're getting the mortgage loans. So on a recap and an overview, we talked about they're actually taking the old TIL and RESPA rules and complying it into two forms. It used to be more confusing. Now, those of us that have been in the business for years are used to what we call a HUD-1 settlement form, settlement closing form. That's going to be replaced on August 1st with a loan estimate. They're going to call it a loan estimate. It's going to look similar, but it's going to be, I guess, 4 to 5 pages and have more detail as well. It's going to be called a closing disclosure loan. And the loan estimate, which is what we've been used to being called a good faith loan, is going to be now called a loan estimate. That loan estimate, when you apply for the loan, it has to be delivered to you no more than 3 business days after you apply. The new rule is going to apply on the other end for closing. You have to receive the closing statement, at least closing disclosure, which we've always called HUD, 3 days before your closing. That's going to be difficult because so many things get done at the last minute. So just prepare and allow extra time so that you can cover this. They're not going to have, they had a 10% leeway, and I believe that's going away. So this is going to be interesting. The lenders, when the lenders actually, when your loan's put out and you close with one company and the loan's sold out on the market to another company, that company and the original company must keep all of the documents for 5 years. And that's mandatory now. So some of the things that we're going to just want to cover, they are allowed to keep electronic record keeping, but they can do regular, so those things have to follow. If you're doing a transaction now, it's not going to apply to you. This is for after August 1st. And you can get a good faith as like a quick estimate, but it may not be the actual estimate. And this is going to help consumers. It's going to protect you to not pay more than what you thought, no surprises. I'm really of the school that read everything you sign. Lots of these, a lot of the information that's provided to you you may get pages and pages and it looks like it's too long to read, just read it. You can always ask for that information ahead of time too. And again, these are not going to apply. This rule is not going to apply to HELOCs. It's not going to apply to reverse mortgages, and it's not going to apply to loans that are secured by a mobile home or dwelling that's not attached to real property. So in the industry, for the agents and brokers listening out there, we have a lot of situations that come up, and maybe something breaks in the house or some right before closing. It's going to be okay. That's going to be an item that can still be added to the, I'm so used to calling it a HUD statement, but can be added to the loan the closing disclosure. The closing now, instead of being called settlement or closing, is going to be called consummation date. And so there are items that we're still going to be able to add in, but it's going to be really difficult. So when you're closing, settling on properties, it's going to be important to add an extra 5 or 10 days to the contract automatically. If you have somebody that's going back to back, they have to be in their house, they're going to be moving from one home to another, you may really look at some pre-occupancy, post-settlement agreements. It's good to have a lot of, a lot of cash put down if that you're going to get into that, non-refundable monies, insurance, et cetera, just to cover yourself. But these changes are huge, and they actually have been out there to go into effect for about 20 months, but a lot of people haven't heard of them. The large lenders, the large title companies and escrow companies have had the time to put these in play. I think a lot of agents and brokers haven't heard about these new disclosures and new changes that are coming about. Now, we did have the Dodd-Frank Act, and that's where a lot of this started coming in, and a lot of things have been changing. To put these things in place, but this is the drop dead date, August 1st. And some of the other changes, let's see, we're going to have the 3-day rule affect everyone buying a regular residential real estate, trust, et cetera. If there are items that need to be changed, then it's going to start from scratch. The lender has to go back and redo the HUD, and it's going to 3 days is going to start clicking over again. And we are so used to the lenders getting the HUD together to the title companies at the last minute, and that's not going to be allowed anymore. So definitely is going to be different. So basically, you go in and you're a consumer and you apply for your loan. You do your loan estimate. They have to give it to you. Good faith that we're used to be calling is going to be called the loan estimate. They have to give you that within 3 days. And then, again, 3 days before you close, you have to have all of this. We have situations where people may be on the mainland, out of the country. All of this is going to have to be done and documented because they have to be able to prove that you have received these documents. The thing that's been tough is the lenders are really, the loan lenders and the title companies, if they are not huge and haven't had lots of resources, it's putting a lot of the small ones out of business because they've had to update their computer systems, they've had to make changes all across the board in training, and the fines are huge if they don't apply, if they don't comply and mess up. So it's going to be a different world, actually, for all of us that have been in the business for a while, but we're just going to have to prepare our customers and clients and let them, be prepared that we could have a 5 or 10 day closing. And this is a Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. You can go to consumerprotection.org, and there's lots of information on their sites also to go over that and see what's going to happen right now with the changes. The Dodd-Frank Reform and Consumer Protection Act actually directed the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau to start issuing these proposed rules and forms and in connection with the mortgage loan under the Truth in Lending Act and the RESPA Act. So they're just trying to streamline this and make it easier. For example, though, if you are buying a house and you want to give your lender all of the information up front, if there's something you forgot about and you bring it up at the end, you could have a problem. There are times when people go to get a loan and then they want to take the loan to another company. The lender's going to have to start all over again. They're not going to allow them just to prepackage a loan and take it somewhere else and then do the things we've been able to do before to try to place loans. So there's a lot of changes that are taking place. But the main thing is this disclosure, making sure you understand what you're getting, what you're buying, and on the HUD statements that, again, are going to be called the closing disclosure, there's a lot of, and even when you're looking at your loan estimate, your good faith estimate, there's a lot of different fees that you really should ask your lender if you're not aware what they are, the loan doc fees, loan prep fees, the interest rates. Your interest rate, so lots of times people assume because your rate's lower and the and that you're lower, that you're getting a better deal, but you may not. You know, you want to get the calculations figured out and how you amortize the loan over the life of the loan, and the lender can help you with that. So there's a lot of changes that have taken place as far as appraisals and lenders not being able to order the appraisal directly and having to go through third-party companies. This rule that's going to come in place in August also is going to affect what the third-party companies can actually charge you. So it's going to work. It's just like anything, just like when we had the insurance changes. I think they've cost a lot of companies, a lot of people, a lot of money, and I think that's going to happen here too overall. So, again, you can also go to consumerfinance.gov. There's a wealth of information. Faith Crossgrove, who was on our first half of the show with ATG Title Company, went over a lot. And you can also contact them as well. And atg.com is pretty good to go through. And they've got a wealth of information. So people have been planning. The companies have been getting ready for it, I think probably more than the agents and brokers, because we don't usually always do all that. We have to get ready and we have to make sure. There's a lot of behind the scenes that goes on in this industry. So I'm going to go over just recapping what we went over on the first half. If you have any questions, you can call in to 347-945-5428. You can also email radio@realityuniversal.com, as well as going to our website, realityuniversal.com, and fill out Contact Us. We'll answer your questions. The records, the good thing is the records, the lender's going to have to keep your records for 5 years. And even when the loans get sold off, then the old company has to keep them and the new company has to keep them. So that'll be a good thing. What's going to happen, they're going to impose fees on a consumer. Okay, a lender can't impose fees on a consumer before the consumer receives a loan estimate. They have to provide the written estimate of terms or costs specific to the consumers before they receive the loan estimate without a written statement informing the consumer that the term and cost may change. So what happens? Lots of times you're going in, you're going to buy a house, you need a pre-approval. Your broker agent tells you you need a pre-approval. We can't submit this contract without a pre-approval. You go online, you just get a quick one, but that may not be the company you're going to use to apply for the loan. They now legally have to say these costs may go up and probably will go up, and there, you know, all this has to be there. And So what's going to happen though? Just like since 2008, we've had the big meltdown, and a lot of lenders went out of business. A lot of changes have taken place, and it is to protect the consumer. But ultimately, some of these changes can also hurt the consumer. The costs can go up, title fees can go up. Because when all these changes cost so much money to implement, they have to pass it on somewhere. So this is basically where we're going to go there. So again, it's the TILA RESPA rule, that the 3-day rule is going to go into effect, and it's going to be difficult because we're all used to doing it in the last minute. And put in this other difference here. So we are just going to go over the biggest thing, though, is full disclosure, and you also, as a buyer, if you're a buyer or seller, you're going to have to be prepared. The sellers are no longer going to have to sign the what we call the HUD statement, which doesn't really make sense to me, so we'll find out what the closing, it's going to be called the closing disclosure. We probably are still going to want it done in our business, but there's certain requirements they're not going to have to do. I can see that with all these changes, I can see that it's still going to take time for everybody to be in sync and having problems with that, you know. So just allow 5 to 10 extra days on everything you're doing. They're not going to have the tolerances and triggers that they did allow before. There's like going to be a zero tolerance rule. So they're not going to let you have a percentage of error anymore. There's going to be, they're not going to, the lender, can't charge by the affiliate. They have to disclose what they're getting from third-party companies. The consumers may not be able to shop outside the 10% limit on other third-party charges, loan estimate issuance, certain changed circumstances can trigger a reissue of the loan estimate within 3 days. So hopefully, as Faith was discussing, she said they're trying to get their statements out 10 days ahead of time. So for you agents and brokers listening out there, you can just imagine what that's going to be like. I know I've seen settlements in where they settle the same day. In Hawaii, they don't settle the same day. In Maryland, they do. I've seen where that package doesn't get to the table till an hour before, and they're figuring out the cost. So that's not going to happen anymore, which is going to delay. But everybody will be prepared. And again, I do want to just recap briefly that this is going to affect, it's not going to affect cash deals. So if there's no loan involved, these changes are not going to apply. It's going to just affect loans on secured properties, vacant land, 25 acres or more. It's going to regular resales, also construction loans. It will affect construction loans. It's not going to cover mortgages it's not going to cover home equity line of credits, reverse mortgages, which we had a fantastic show again a few weeks ago or a month ago, time flies, about reverse mortgages. If you're 62 or older, you may want to listen to that in our archives. And it's not going to affect mobile homes. It's not going to affect it's also not going to affect loans made by a creditor who makes 5 or fewer mortgage loans in a year. I want to mention that just because there's a lot of people out there that give private small loans, and they do it all the time, and they'll charge a rate. It's not going to affect them. But be careful if you take loans from people that are doing that, because each state has a limit on how many loans a person can do. And I've seen situations where somebody offers loans and they're doing, 50 or 100, and they're not allowed to do that if they're not actually a lender. So you just want to check and make sure in your state that you're covered. But and buyer beware, because it's not, if it's a small lender under 5, which isn't going to consider, they're not going to be considered a true lender, this loan doesn't apply. So you're listening to Realty Universal Radio, and this is Natalie Mullinex, and we are just about at the end of our show. So pretty much covered that, and there's a lot more to dig into if you want to go to the Consumer Protection site, and they've got, oodles and oodles and oodles in there of information. So it's consumerfinance.gov. Has look up mortgage rules, the Dodd-Frank rule, So they're making it tough on how they apply some of these rules, but I guess they've just got to do it one way or the other, and we'll be prepared. We're just gonna, we'll take longer for closings. We're gonna take longer for what we're doing in our business, and it's just gonna happen. It's just gonna have to be that way, and prepare everything ahead of time. So that is the end of our show today. I'm going to go ahead and sign off. And to everybody out there, I wish you peace.
Thank you for joining us on Realty Universal Radio. Our hope is that you are enlightened, encouraged, and mobilized to be an agent of change. Realty Universal is on Facebook. Join us there. Follow us also on Twitter at Realty Universal. And for more information, you can go to RealtyUniversal.com. Make it a great day.